Global's newsroom at 4. In the last half an hour, police have been giving an update after a car was driven into crowds celebrating Liverpool's Premier League win.
11 remain in hospital for ongoing treatment. They are all in a stable condition, and I am pleased to say that they appear to be recovering well.
Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims is from Merseyside Police. It's thought the driver was able to get into the area when a roadblock was lifted to allow an ambulance in. A local man in his 50s who was arrested at the scene last night is still being questioned. A man with a restraining order stopping him contacting one of the James Bond producers has been in court accused of breaking it. 36-year-old Daniel Wilson from Lambeth denies 11 counts of trying to get in touch with Barbara Broccoli. Adidas is the latest company to be hit by a cyber attack. The company says some contact information has been stolen, but not payment details. And four Just Stop Oil protesters caught with bolt cutters, glue and sand last summer have been jailed. They were planning to target Manchester Airport. Sport. Britain's Cameron Norrie has pulled off a surprise opening round win at the French Open tennis. He's knocked out 11th seed Daniil Medvedev. British number one Jack Draper is also in action later. England bowler Gus Atkinson's been ruled out of the upcoming one-day international cricket series against the West Indies with a hamstring injury. No replacement will be called up to the squad. And England rugby union prop Dan Cole is going to retire at the end of the season. The 38-year-old has won 818 caps for his country and featured on two Lions tours.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Cloudy with rain for many overnight and a low of 4 degrees, and that weather continuing into tomorrow. More showers, especially windy in the south, with a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Sunta Templeton there with the news. It is 2 minutes past four. Massive weekend, I know, for everybody. We've reached Tuesday, May 27. Tell you what, May flew by, didn't it? What happened there? Yeah. Sorry, was that a month or a week? I got Sunt here, I got Gav here, I got Vinny here, I got Harry here. Most importantly, you're here. Izzy was here. Loads of positivity, as usual, coming in for the Izster. Wowza, Izzy. That was a nice surprise to hear. Riptide, me and my groundsman, Nigel, enjoyed singing along as we toured the estate. Hi, Radio X team. Are you still running the Memories of Me item? On Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7. We can do. Yeah. I've won a couple of years ago. I never sent it in. I'd be happy to send it in if it's still something you're doing. Tom, we will do now. Also, yes, Izzy. It might be grey and gloomy, but life is always better with some foos on, says Alan in Western Supermare. And Izzy, back to reality with a bump after a superb weekend at Bearded Theory. Our fourth time there, but our first time in a caravan. Game changer. Ice for cocktails. Get in. That's Alan and Margie. Keep your what I did this weekend's coming in and how shattered you feel today. 83936. If they're good enough, we might even read them out. You never know, but it's just nice to read. Anyway, here's what's happening. First hour, 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Well, like I say, a massive weekend for the 4 till 7 thing gang. Harry went to see his in-laws.
Wow.
Pretty damn serious. Also, what's the buzz in the world of insects? Let's find out. Yeah? We're going to find out what the buzz is. What? That's really good.
You didn't want to go with in-crowd insects?
No. I said, what's the buzz?
I like it.
In the world of the insects, Cal, because I didn't need to improve on that. Sun's anything to say? Down. You've been a newswoman for some years now.
How is that relevant?
Because it's the sort of crap that happens in the news, but it is. Plus, what's buzzing? If you wonder what the buzz in the world of insects is, this man might tell you. It's quite newsy. Oh, you're going to be like that. That is... Right, okay. And the woodman has a violent kiwi taking on all comers.
Yeah.
In his right little slot. He's taking on all comers. This is... Muse, it's hysteria. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back and go. We'll take it from here. It's time to
start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
As a friend, as a friend, as I know.
Nirvana, Come As You Are, right here on Radio X. Oh, massive weekend for the 4 till 7 fan gang. I went to Jerez.
Jerez?
I went to Jerez.
What, in Spain?
In Spain for the horse fair.
Oh, yeah. Did you get one? Did you manage to buy one, finally?
No, but they were beautiful.
Were they?
So well, just...
They know their horses, don't they, the Spanish?
They were so well presented. Mm. But I like the fact on all Spanish, obviously, all Spanish toilets, for men, is caballeros.
Yes.
Actually, their word for gentlemen is horsemen.
Yeah.
Men with horses, because if you're part of the horse-owning class... But I do like the fact that it's a universal thing and that it's gentlemen who use the toilet. They still ask you politely to go in there as though only gentlemen will go in here.
Only a gentleman.
The lads or the scum will still have a slash outside.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's only the word slash. Only a word. I apologise if you're offended by me using it. But it occurs to me the only time people really need a slash is when you're in a car.
Yes.
And in which case someone...
Or a coach.
In which case, one of your passengers will suddenly tell you, I'm desperate for a slash. I suddenly realise it's the only time I use that is in...
In transit.
In a car.
I think it's the fear.
No, you wouldn't say, I'm going to go for a slash. In an office, at home.
No.
Hang on, pause it there, I'm going to go have a slash. Yeah. You wouldn't say it.
No.
But in a car, you need a slash.
You do, yeah.
Quite interesting, that word.
Yeah.
Only... in the context of travel. Anyway, so I went to Jerez. Turns out it is an absolute gem of a place. It's the nicest food I think I've had in Spain, ever.
Really? That's saying something.
Jerez, where we get the word sherry from. It's pompous. Obviously, it's pronounced Jerez, but it's spelled J-E-R-E-Z. Jerez. So, Jerez, sherry.
So was there some sherry? Sherry?
A hell of a lot of sherry. So I went on a sherry tour.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
They've got bodegas there. Sherry bodegas.
Yeah, I went on a sherry tour.
Right.
For 80 minutes. Weirdly, it was a Norwegian woman who was doing it.
Oh,
okay.
We were so lucky, me and my pal, because there was 40 people going round in the Spanish group.
Yeah.
Because we were English speaking.
Yeah.
There was just two.
Oh, well.
You know, it was fantastic.
So much more efficient.
Didn't allow any questions at all.
Oh, really?
You might as well just get replaced with headphones.
Yeah. That's the point. You get to ask questions.
Yes, you're right, but let's move on, please.
In all senses of the word.
No, but do you know what's weird? Is she sounded like she played football for a while at an English club because she kept going a bit northern.
Oh, she must have had some kind of influence.
In that sort of why it does sometimes when they're from Norway and they go, but it's not. It's a fast process. You sort of think, where is your accent from?
Yeah.
Anyway, so got the guided tour there. Then we had the sherry tasting at the end.
Mm.
I've done wine tasting before. Sherry tasting is you're encouraged to swallow it.
Are you?
Oh.
Is that the different culture?
Well, the older a sherry gets, Gav, I'm going to tell you now, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, it takes your legs away, sherry, doesn't
from
it?
From moving up.
Yeah.
It is absorbed into the bloodstream. Quickly, I mean, champagne and whiskey with soda is absorbed quickly, but sherry is different.
Is it the sugars involved or something? It's quite sweet, isn't it?
I left that place a different... change. It was a change. I suddenly thought, wow, when I was a kid, this is how Vickers feel. You know? This is how Vickers go about their work.
It's a sneaky way of having quite a stiff drink.
Vickers was notorious for sherry, Vicker.
More sherry.
You know, more sherry. They were just going around with sherry's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I love Christmas Day.
What, for sherry?
You only have it at Christmas.
Do you think when Vickers get together, they have a yard of sherry competition?
A yard of sherry. Well, I'll tell you something I learned about sherry. This is the most important fact.
Right.
Is if you have a bottle that you've had knocking around, throw it out.
Yeah.
You can't, once you've opened it, it doesn't keep longer than 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
That's it, it's over, yeah. Because I've got a bottle I sort of keep there. Not being a big sherry drinker for Bloody Marys, because you should have it in a beer.
A little sweetness in there.
Your favourite tomato vodka smoothie, as we call them in the house.
Yeah.
Chuck it out. That's sure. That'll really do you harm. Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all.
Wow.
Throw it out. Always buy a nice fresh sherry. I keep my sherry fresh. Yeah, but I had the most delicious food. I mean, I was eating, me and my mate Ricky, we were eating, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
Many courses, many bottles.
Well, just tapas,
and just little things. Took our fancy, just delicious.
Yeah.
He had to bill €87 again.
Wow.
And that was 2.5 hours of eating.
Wow.
My word.
Yeah. It was like Poland.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
wow. Except delicious.
I mean, price-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been to a small town in Poland, the food actually wasn't as good. But this was delicious. Jerez, that's my recommendation for you. Coming up... Will Harry recommend his in-laws? Find out next.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive it to Berlin's. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void.
Wombats can't say no. Someone just corrected me. It's pronounced Hereth, not Jerez. Absolutely right. Anyway, it is of all the ferries I've been to in Spain, which is their annual fair, it's the best.
Mm. Brilliant.
Easily the best. What happens with ferriers? They have a ground, like the ferrier grounds, and just outside town. Although in the case of Jerez, it's right. It's 5 minute walk from the centre, so you have to get a separate shuttle bus out there.
Yeah,
it's like a sort of enormous concrete plateau.
Right,
but during ferrier season, everyone is allowed to open their own bar. Effectively, you just hire a space.
Okay,
and you can have your own marquee.
Wow! Right.
So it's a village of pop ups.
Yeah. And drinks are available.
Well, yeah, it depends. Yeah, they are. They're very, very, very
extremely available.
Because we were luckily, the guy I was with is very friendly.
Yeah.
With the person who owns the very last Spanish-owned sherry house, which turned out to be a massive advantage.
Yeah.
In terms of getting in anywhere.
Yeah, I bet it did.
So you just go from each of these bars, and there's hundreds and hundreds of them. You can open up a nightclub, you can open up a bar, you can open places playing flamenco, house music, whatever you like.
Right.
Sounds eclectic.
It is eclectic. From the Greek, eclectos, meaning to pick out.
Mm.
What mixes aren't eclectic,
yeah,
you ask yourself. I always see that as a bit of a tautology.
And these are all choices that you quite enjoy, aren't they?
Yeah, we're just wandering along and just thinking, well, it's incredible.
I bet it was.
It was so good. And it's got a roof just made of lights.
Yeah.
Just this roof of the whole thing is just an archway of really tacky fairground lights.
Sure.
And there's a massive fairground.
Yeah.
And no one does that like the Spanish. It was really, really, like, you've really got
what
that.
What do they have in a Spanish fairground? Do they have the waltzer?
No, just loads of rides. Only, you know how in Britain, they're old?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, in Spain, you get to see, and this is amazing,
yeah,
state-of-the-art fairground rides.
They do that?
Yes.
They make new ones?
Yes, they've got new ones.
The ones that are less than 35 years old?
Yeah, no, they're new.
Wow.
And you can tell by the cartoon characters that they've stolen from Disney.
A more recent.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You know, I obviously haven't asked them, but they've got like... whereas in Britain, it's still down to sort of... kind of Donald Duck.
Maybe a Captain Hook.
Like there, it's like, you know, it's new.
Wow.
Yeah, they're beyond Nemo.
Wow.
Kind of stuff. You know, they're post.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're AN, after That's Nemo. Sweet.
Yeah.
I know, it seems extraordinary. Finding out next, we're going to find out what happened with Harry with his in-laws, because I know he went for the weekend there. He's looking like, oh, you're not going to believe this. We've got Sunta. She went on a trip to Brighton. We've got all the news from that. We don't know what Gav did in his shed. We're going to find out. Thrillingly, Vinny was at Wembley to see Wimbledon's triumph. So we got an account of that as well. All coming up next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their range around because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Where do you want to go on holiday for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Anywhere.
You can't just search for anywhere.
You can on Love Holidays.
You kept that under your sun hat.
We've got 37,000 hotels worldwide and a smart search that will help you narrow things down in a flash, even if your destination is anywhere. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
What we like to do is entertain you in the morning. So tomorrow morning when you tune into the Chris Moyles Show, we have three brilliant guests. The Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio. The living legend that is Mr. Jackie Chan. And Psychic Simon from Alan Partridge, Tim Key. Pick the odd one out there. Join us tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Ever wish your brain had a psychic that could help turn this entire week into pure gold with just a blink of your eyes? Whilst we can't promise that, Moroccan Man contains vitamin B5 to support mental performance, iron to support energy release, and is enriched with Spanish sage extract. Find it now at major retailers in two zingy flavors, citrus and berry. Just drop fizz and enjoy. Your mind's the hero. We're just the sidekick. Moroccan Mind.
Johnny Vaughan.
Dakota. Dickie the Bricky is texting the 427 thing, say, finally, something to shut him up about the cash. I've got to watch that, you're right. Dr. Sunna Templeton's here. She's wet her appetite with the story here, because she said she tried something for the first time at the weekend with her new boyfriend.
Mm. And she said she thought it would be disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was actually quite nice.
I'm tempted to actually leave it there. 839 36. What was it? She thought it'd be disgusting, but it was actually quite nice.
Mm.
83936. Harry, how is it you meeting your in-laws?
Oh, well, I've met them a few times. But,
I know, but how was this meeting?
This meeting was good. It was good. I was fresh off the back of a wedding, so I was mildly hungover.
Oh, so you went to a wedding, didn't you?
I went to a wedding. And
did your missus not go to the wedding?
No, she was on childcare for the one.
Right.
So, yeah.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Free booze.
Unencumbered.
Yeah. I did go for it.
Yeah. I bet you did. I bet you really did. Christ alive. No one.
Praise of wine.
No one gets that kind of luck.
No. But then I had to go directly to the lunch the next day.
Ah, the penance.
And I had to be on game.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you went to Welsh Wales, did you?
No. Her dad. So her dad's partner is in Raynes Park.
Okay.
Surrey.
Surrey.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Delicious. Well,
at least you haven't got to go into Wales to see them. On their home tour. Oh,
hell no.
Do you find your in-laws are different when you see them in Wales? They've got to sort of hate you more because you're English and stuff.
I'm not going to make any comment.
No, but do they, though? Is it really different when you go to Wales, you're there? Do you sort of feel they've got it? You know, we can't show them we approve. You're high note of disapproval, see?
Make him work for it a bit.
Yeah, they just speak in Welsh around me.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's a flex, isn't it?
I tell you what, in North Wales particularly, they do that when you go to the shops, and you know as soon as you've left, they're going, so what are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they're straight there. Okay, look back. As soon as you've got to go, right, so what was the score at the end then? And they're just gone.
Look, the Welsh people that I...
No, I want to talk about the weekend, not the Welsh.
All right, sure. Yeah, lovely. I had an asparagus and ricotta phyllo pie that was made for us by my stepmother-in-law.
In Cherev,
yes,
I had the best clams I've ever had.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Best clams I've ever had in my life.
How were they served?
Yeah, how were they served?
They were just served in like a really nice little sauce.
Was there garlic involved?
It was a hell of a lot of garlic involved. Yeah. But it was...
Was it just
I think it's the best food. I think Jerez. I'm not kidding. I think apart from San Sebastian, which is amazing, it's the best food I've had in Europe.
Wow.
I'm going to put it out there.
And you've tried it.
And I'll tell you something. At a price that's right. So you had nice phyllo...
I had a lovely time. Lovely asparagus phyllo. Also, I had asparagus before my wedding as a pre-hangover cure. And I tell you, it works.
Did it?
Okay, nice.
Works. Delicious and it works.
Does it?
Just go with Solpadin.
Does it... Does it stop you getting a hangover?
Yes, antioxidants.
Oh, right.
There you go. Plate of asparagus.
It even says it on the Tesco Tesco packaging.
Does it?
Have this before a night out.
Nice. 83936. Loads of you guessing what Cinta did for the first time with her new boyfriend. Did Cinta try playing a game for fun for once?
Don't be so silly.
Was Cinta trying some liver and onions, says Andy and Rex?
I doubt it.
No.
Did Cinta play... Okay, and someone else suggesting... Actually, no, I can't say that. Oh, was it White Lightning?
That's not the first time, no.
Okay, that would be the first time. Calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain. The crunch of thing, the ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin, engines stop on him, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning and I live by the river, to the imitation zone, forget it brother, you can go it alone, London calling, to the zombies of death, quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out. GMT. Can I say, I am not pretending when I tell you I haven't got a clue what Santa tried at the weekend.
I still don't know either. No one knows.
83936, have a guess. Still just 18 minutes, £1 million off a crack.
The mind boggles.
It's the £1 million guessing game. We're playing right here on radio. I'm okay, we're not playing it, sonny.
No, no.
God, some of the suggestions coming in are revolting. And what's even worse is that she has. Did she try a Mongolian barbecue, says Andy in Oxford?
Nope.
Nope.
Next one, Gav.
Paul in Leeds says, did Sunter for the first time take defeat gracefully and say the best man won?
No.
Hollow laughter.
Ridiculous.
Was it ham, brown sauce and what's it sandwiches, says Lee 43.
What?
It was not, no.
Okay. Did suntan, says Liam, did suntan have some meat?
Meat.
No.
No.
Did she try Bucky Wreck the Hoose juice, says Russell in Glasgow.
I've had that before. She that wasn't before. A first.
Did you sing power ballads on karaoke?
Ooh, no, I've done that as well.
Okay. Did you watch Hollyoaks for the first time?
No.
Okay.
This is fascinating.
83936, please. Someone's just tried something for the first time. Just to give you a clue, you thought it would be disgusting.
I thought it would be disgusting.
Yeah.
It was actually all right.
Oh.
Just to say she was with her boyfriend in Brighton.
Sure.
Oh, Christ, what are we doing? It's a good job I haven't got to read them all out, you know? Okay, Gav has a hero next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. The perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV. No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million in games.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God!
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Aldi's British sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Welcome to a world of infinite worlds, a world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of seven. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save up to £300. Book now at disneypackages.co.uk. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. See conditions at disneypackages.co.uk.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker. Radio X
Oasis.
Sam Fender, will we talk? You're rolling with the 4 till 7 thing. This is Radio X. Thank you for joining us for another week. Hope you all had a fantastic bank holiday weekend. My goodness, what activities the team got up to, although we still don't know what the disgusting act soon to perform.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Wait, what the sick act.
I thought it would be disgusting.
You tried
exactly
something.
Exactly right. It was the first time I'd tried something.
Interesting.
Okay. Someone said, was it seafood gelato?
Oh, no.
Loads of suggestions. 83936. There we go. You've heard what Cinder has to say. But what was it? She was down in Brighton with her new boyfriend. She tried something she thought would be disgusting, but actually, it's rather. What did you say? It was
actually all right.
It was actually all right.
Actually all right.
Actually all right. Fine.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Interesting.
It could be a lot of your suggestions, I'm telling you now. Gab, what do you got? Every day of the week, the Woodman furnished with the hero. Today, utterly no exception. He's got a violent kiwi taking on all comers.
That's right.
He's a right little sock. Gab, what the hell is going on?
I don't normally do military stories on a Tuesday, John, but I had to when I saw this story because it's a real eye-opener. Okay, so today's hero is Lieutenant General...
Why are you doing a military story on Tuesday? Normally Fridays.
Because it blew my mind, this story, so I thought, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
This is... the hero today is Lieutenant General Bernard Cyril Freiberg, VC, GCMG, KCB, KBE, DSO and three bars, K. St. J.
DSO with three bars?
One of the most decorated soldiers of both wars. But anyway, he was born in Richmond in Surrey in 1889. He moved at 2 years old with his family to New Zealand. And as a young man, he won the New Zealand 100-yard swimming championships in 1906 and 1910.
Wow.
In 1911, he was a second lieutenant serving in the New Zealand Army. In 1914, he left the Army and New Zealand for California, but he was pulled back by the war in that year. He came back to England after winning a swimming competition in Los Angeles and a prize fight in New York.
Wow.
The money from which he used as his passage.
Okay.
He met Churchill in late 1914 in London, and he persuaded him to let him join the Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve. In April 1915, he was involved at the Dardanelles and the Gallipoli campaign. He volunteered to...
Didn't Churchill mastermind that disaster?
Yeah, he volunteered to swim ashore on his own in the Gulf of Saros, where he lit flares to distract the Turks from where the real landings in Gallipoli were happening, all under fire. He was given the DSO for that. In May 1916, he transferred to the British Army as a captain, where he commanded a battalion at the Somme, where he showed, quote, contempt for danger, as he personally led his men straight through several layers of trenches in one instance to try and capture a village the next day.
I know the feeling.
He stopped at each trench, capturing each trench, and then regathered his men and kept going. He got injured twice on the way through these trenches, and then he led his men on an assault of a village they wanted to take, capturing the whole village and taking 500 prisoners, again wounded, but refusing to leave his post till he'd issued final instructions to complete the mission. He got the Victoria Cross for that. Churchill called him the Salamander because he just always wanted to be near the gunfire, and he somehow got through it without being killed.
And that's like a salamander?
Well, it's slipping through.
Oh, right.
Like a lizard, you know. In World War II, he commanded the New Zealand Expeditionary Force in Crete, North Africa and Italy. Some victories and some losses. He did well in North Africa and at El Alamein and Tunisia. Also, he freed Venice and Padua before taking on Tito's partisans. By the end of World War I and II, he had spent 10.5 years fighting the Germans. He was one of the most decorated soldiers of both wars and ended up governor of New Zealand.
Did he?
In the end. Yeah, he ended up first Baron Freiberg. God. Ridiculous
mind
number
you,
of medals.
Mind you, he sort of earned it, unlike
he
most
kind of
them, just
did,
straight
yeah.
out the FO.
He really did.
And do FA. Right, here we go.
Let's salute him. Bernard Freiberg.
Bernard Freiberg.
Austrian-German heritage.
Of Austrian-German...
Yeah.
Oh, right, so it was good. Good, it's self-loathing.
Yeah.
It's enough to fuel anyone.
Yeah. 10.5 years.
He's an Austro-German, Austro-Prussian, ended up fighting Germans for 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Amazing.
This is Rush Mears, Mumford & Sons on Radio X. Thank you, Woodman.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams, stars under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.
Hayes, naturally cloudy, thanks to the John O'Gold Apple.
Radio X.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky.
When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri, let's make it sparkle.
Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
Life is full of big questions, like, why am I here? What is my purpose? And does God even exist? The Book of Mormon might not have all the answers to life's great questions, but it's unquestionably funny, unquestionably shocking, and unquestionably the best time you can have in the West End. See the show Rolling Stone calls the gold standard for comedy, The Book of Mormon. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and that irresistible Frank's Red Hot mayo.
Danger, danger.
Make it hot.
Have a dish.
Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
Getting ready for summer? It's time to scrub the barbecue, mow the lawn and dust off the wine glasses. At Waitrose, we're getting ready with 25% off six or more bottles of wine or fizz over £6. Like a fruity San Leo Prosecco, perfect with aged Parma ham. Or a crisp Whispering Angel Rosé, ideal for your first barbecue. And our number one Chablis. The aromas of fresh peach pair beautifully with a seafood salad. Start the summer with some great savings at Waitrose. Selected stores online, subject to availability. Exclude Scotland, boxed wines and bottles priced £100 and over.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, 11 people are stable in hospital after a car was driven into crowds celebrating Liverpool's Premier League win. Dozens more were treated for injuries when it happened in the city last night. It's thought the driver was able to get through when a roadblock was lifted to allow an ambulance in. Detective Chief Superintendent Karen Jaundrill is from Merseyside Police.
We have arrested a 53-year-old man from West Derby on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving offences and driving whilst unfit through drugs. He remains in custody where he is being interviewed.
A van driver has been jailed for 12 years for after running down a three-year-old girl who was visiting Manchester with her parents. A court heard how 36-year-old Raoul Riemann had taken at least 20 lines of cocaine before it happened in February. The Health Secretary's urged resident doctors, formerly known as junior doctors, not to strike. They're being balloted over a 4% pay rise, which the BMA union doesn't think is enough. And the Education Secretary says getting rid of the two-child benefit cap is not off the table. Bridget Phillipson's told us it's one of the things they're looking at to tackle child poverty.
Sport.
Lioness goalie Mary Earps says it's time to let the younger generation shine as she's announced she's retiring from football. The 32-year-old says playing for England has been the greatest honour of her life. Newcastle United's sporting director Paul Mitchell is leaving the club at the end of next month after less than a year in the role. Boss Eddie Howe will be in charge of player recruitment and